morning. What is your name, miss?
Yolanda Glasgow.
Go ahead. Okay. Mr. Quinones, the Honorable Louis Quinones will be conducting your hearing, okay?
Okay.
Good morning, ma'am. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Yolanda Luna Velasco, 293966.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on June 29th, 2018. Is that correct, ma'am?
That's correct.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing your attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today?
Just myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. Today we are authorized for a four-member panel. And I'll start at the opposite side of the bench. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. The center of the bench, we have our acting board chairman, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. To my right is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Thank you. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Ms. Velasco and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Velasco, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. But phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, we will take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your supervision. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of company as follows. Violation of condition number one was demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on about June 23rd, 2017. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Ms. Velasco, is this true or false?
True, sir.
Thank you. Based on Ms. Velasco's admission, I move to find a delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Ms. Velasco, we're passing from phase one to phase two of this hearing. During phase two, the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Mr. Turner.
Ms. Velasco was released from ADC custody on 6/23/2017 and arrested on 5/28/2018 by the Pima County Sheriff's Office. She was charged with felony charges of theft of a credit card, taking an ID of another, fraudulent use of credit card. She returned back to ADC custody on 6/14/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 11/28/2018. With 339 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, unlawful use means of transportation, 1 year and 6 months. 2013, taking the identity of another, 2 years and 6 months. No prior convictions, this is her first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 1, no SDG information is noted. No prior terms of supervision, disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, 2007 robbery in California, felony conviction probation. 2007 burglary second degree, California felony conviction state prison. 2010 controlled substance violation, California felony conviction state prison. 2011 fraudulent use of a credit card, California county jail. She has a GB score of G2B1, and the status of the charges are that they are still pending.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Ms. Velasco. I'm going to make a quick, very quick review of your case supervision summary, as we don't have much information. It would seem that you disappeared from community supervision pretty early in your post-prison.
Sir, I was on parole in both states, in California and in Arizona.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not a resident of Arizona, and they paroled me homeless, so I went to California.
Understood, and thank you for being so direct with the board. The fact remains, well, actually, let me make a quick review. It looks like that you were released without an approved residence, so as you stated, it would sound that you're released homeless. The Office of Parole did not have a chance to find a residence for you or halfway house because, according to the warrant, you did not report to your assigned parole officer. So we're not aware of whether or not you pursue any work when you were outside of the prison, whether it was in Arizona or California. So were you working at all?
Very briefly.
And where would that be now?
I was working at the KFC.
In California?
Yes.
Where in California?
In Indio, California.
Not in Indio. Well, usually we have a few questions, but there's really not many to ask based on what we have in the supervision summary. I will ask to begin with, specifically, what were you doing for the 339 days that you were missing from community supervision in Arizona?
Well, I originally did check in and parole in California because that's what I thought I was supposed to do, and then they ended up putting a warrant because Arizona put a warrant. So then I sounded from them too.
Okay. Well, again, I do appreciate you being straightforward with what unfolded. It looks like that you were arrested by the Pima County Sheriff's Office. That'd be in Tucson, right? Somewhere around Tucson?
Yeah, I was, because I'm pregnant now, so I was going to try to come back this way to Phoenix to turn myself in so that I could get this warrant taken care of.
Okay, and what caused Pima County Sheriff's Office to make contact with you?
Someone in the hotel, one of my friends. But no charges were filed.
Ma'am, it's not my position as a board member to sit here and scold or get too judgmental, but you have a considerable criminal history in California in addition to your charge in Arizona. So did you have any ongoing issues with drugs when you were in the community?
Yes.
And which drug in particular?
Matt.
Okay. I don't have any further questions for you at this point. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions. Have any questions from fellow board members? Ms. Velasco, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So, is there anything else that you feel that is important for us to know or understand before we deliberate?
No, I'm pretty, that's pretty much it. And I just have a question. If I get my back time credit that was in Pima County for or no?
You know, ma'am, I think that's an issue that you would have to bring up with your time computation people through your CO3. I will say that we have what we believe is a firm sentence end date of November 28, 2018, which is, sounds like a long way away, but that's only about 4 months, a little bit more than 4 months. So I'm not sure about the Pima County jail issue. And I would ask you to bring that up with your CO3.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. But did you have anything else?
No,
that you would like to share with us?
No, that's it.
Thank you. The board is now in discussion. So, board members, this is an unfortunate case. Ms. Velasco absconded from community supervision for 339 days, in which we could not monitor her transition back to the community. I appreciate her honesty with the board. It certainly puts her experience in context, but it's hard to overlook almost a year of missing from community supervision. And I'm not finding her, in addition to the fact that she was confronted with parole issues out of state, a suitable candidate for community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is, based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2017-W2212, our discussion with Ms. Velasco, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision, as Ms. Velasco is delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or is about to lapse in accordance with her company, inasmuch that she absconded for 339 days and we could not monitor her transition back to the community. And that is my motion.
Second. Agree.
Okay.
I will say seconded just for the sake of consistency by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Ms. Velasco, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about November 28, 2018. I recognize that you stated that you were with a child and we certainly wish you a safe pregnancy. And we encourage you to take advantage of these last months to put together a transition back to the community. Even if that includes returning to California to finish your parole there. But certainly we want to see you succeed. We want to see you turn the corner and not see you inside the Department of Corrections in either state anymore. So again, take advantage of any programming that's available to you. And we hope to not see you long again. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And thank you for being so pleasant with the board, Ms. Velasco. Thank you.
Thank you.